Vavabaster Perk Bays Mishna Gimel. Lo Yiftach Adam Chonoshal Nachtomim. Person shouldn't open up a bakery, Vishal Tzaboyin, or a store that sells different dyes. These types of stores would produce a lot of smoke. Tachas Eitzar Shal Chaver. He shouldn't do it underneath his friend's storehouse or warehouse, whatever his friend would store on top of him, because the smoke would negatively affect the goods that were there, the bread or the dyes and things like that. V'loy refes bakar. And also, he shouldn't have a cattle stall there underneath, because that's obviously going to smell. Be'emes, however, every time it says be'emes, like the Mefarshim point out, it means the halach is like this. Be'yayin hitiru. With wine, they matered av'loy berefes bakar. They matered for the chanush shal nachtom and shal tzaboyin, meaning the smoke that came from the other things won't damage the wine. The Rav says dafka wine of Eretz Yisrael, because wine of Eretz Yisrael is very strong and the smoke will actually make it better. But not refes bakar, because the smell that comes from the cattle, from the animals, that will ruin even the wine of Eretz Yisrael. Chanus shebechotzer, a shop in the chotzer, yochel limchos biyad v'lomerlo, ene yochel lishen mikol ha'nichnosen mikol ha'yotzen. Another person living in the chotzer can say, I can't sleep, I can't handle this, from all the sounds of the people going in and out to go to your store that's in this chotzer. So you can do that. It's a machlekes. Whether this is talking about dafka, if a guy wants to start a store, can people say you cannot start? Or is this even if a guy has a store there, can some of the people that are there say, listen, we can't deal with this store anymore, you got to get rid of it? That is a machlekes. Ose kelim, but if a person makes vessels in his house, in the chotzer, yotze umocher beso chashuk, and he goes out and sells it in the marketplace, so there's no people coming into the chotzer, and he can do this and nobody can say anything to him. And nobody else can protest and say, I can't sleep because of you, not from the sound of your hammer or the sound of your mill, because the sounds are not coming from the people on the outside. Like if a guy had a store there, then the sounds are coming from other people, but this guy has a right to live there too, and this is his job. Therefore, they can't protest against it. So this, the Rav points out, is going on a different case, that if a person was a melame tinokos, he was teaching children Torah, they can't protest, even if the sound is coming from the kids or whoever's bringing them in to learn Torah, because of the takana that they wanted tinokos shabbos rabban to be going in and out to be learning Torah. That's a separate thing that the people can't protest against. Masha ein kein, the Rav says, if it wasn't Torah, if let's say somebody was just teaching these kids math or whatever, or just teaching them a different trade, then if they're making too much noise, another person can protest because they're not one of the B'nai Chatzar.